Hare Krishna. The test of spirituality is not absence of temptation, but persistence amidst temptation. Sometimes we think that if we are to be serious spiritually, we should be free from all sensual desires. We should not get tempted by worldly objects. However, when we see attractive objects in this world, temptation to some extent is natural, because we are conscious living beings, and a feature of consciousness is desiring. So when we sense something attractive, naturally we will desire it. Now the power of desire is a power that we are meant to channel properly, not curb entirely. The power of desire is something to be channeled, not curbed. That means, if say somebody is an animal trainer who is training an animal. Now, the whole purpose of training the animal is not to kill the animal or to drive away the animal, to get rid of the animal. It is to make the animal do the will of the trainer. So, if we consider the desire to be like that, then it needs to be trained. It needs to be tamed and trained. So during the interim process, now the desires may go here and there, but we need to bring them back. We may still get tempted by certain things, but we don't act on those temptations. So rather than thinking of our consciousness as just monolithic, we can understand that there are many desires within a consciousness, and some desires are healthy. They will promote our restoration of spiritual health, and some desires are unhealthy. They will make us subsumed more in materialistic consciousness and subject us more to the miseries of material existence. So, we cannot wish away the materialistic desire. Just as if a person has been unhealthy, the symptoms of the disease won't go away immediately. But as long as they are taking the treatment by which they can be cured, then they are on the path to recovery. So, like that, we have healthy desires, the desire to bring out our best and to offer it to the best reality, that is Krishna, God, who is all attractive. And that bringing out our best and offering it to the best, it helps us to find the best happiness. So, now in this process, when we are determinedly practicing bhakti yoga, we are trying to connect with Krishna. At that time, there may be worldly objects which may tempt us. So, the test of our spirituality is not the absence of temptation. It is persistence amidst temptation. And even when we feel tempted, we don't act on that temptation. Rather, we persevere towards our worthy destination. We act according to our innermost spiritual aspirations. So, Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita 5.23, Shaknoti haiva yah sodhum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhi naraha. So he says, if we can tolerate the power of desire and anger and still persevere, then we will be yukta, we will be well situated, spiritually connected, and we will become satisfied, sa sukhi naraha. So rather than unrealistically expecting that we should not get tempted, we can focus on not getting distracted, not letting ourselves become deviated, and we can stay persistent on the path of spiritual growth. And then as we become increasingly purified and satisfied in Krishna, then even the temptation will start disappearing, and we will attain eternal happiness in absorption in Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.